All right, good afternoon, this is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. We have an extended meeting with legal counsel, and it was set for 2:30 this afternoon, and it's 2:36, so I'll call the meeting to order, and we will continue on with legal issues. Legal matters, that's more applicable. All right, who wants to take the lead on the topics? Greg, you wanna?
Sure, Mr. Chair, I've got two items for public business, just kind of a curiosity and where we're at on a few items is the mobile food vendors that came before the board on agreement with IFTA. There's been a few wrinkles with the city of Caldwell. We're trying to jump through as far as permitting for the food trucks. Rick Britton's got more information on that on the path forward to get the food trucks here.
Okay.
So I figured it'd be good information for the board and legal.
What did you find out?
Good afternoon, commissioners. So I reached out to P&Z this morning and had a 30-minute conversation with one of the individuals in the office there, talking about what do we need to do, how do we need to comply, or what do we need to do for the food trucks. What kind of started this? Just their set policy. The food trucks reach out to them to get their permitting, their licenses, and everything they need to be able to come on city property, or you know, anywhere in the city limits of Caldwell here. And so I know this is Canyon County, but it's still within the city limits of Caldwell. And so I had a long conversation. I'm like, hey, what does this look like? So I did get authorization so what it calls for is we can do one food truck on our property without having to go through anything. Well, I'm like, well, we got multiple parcels here. So what I'm looking at is maybe we do at least a couple to get started. To get a food truck park, so because I'm like, if we do four to say eight down the road or six or whatever this looks like, I'm like, what do I need to do to comply? I have to do a special use permit. It'll be simple. It's really quick and go through it. Half the stuff on that special use permit doesn't really apply to anything on the food truck stuff. I'll still have to have do a site plan, do all that process. We're a couple months out before I can get in front of the P&Z. I did ask, I'm like, who's this go in front of? It only goes in front of the hearing examiner. So once I go through that and it gets approved, we're done. Then we can approve it. So we're still just going through that process right now. I went ahead and I got my project manager is working on the SUP as we speak, getting it filled out. The only thing I need to come up with is for any food vendor or food truck coming on our property, we do have to have a written letter saying, as the owners of Canyon County, we approve of them coming and being able to park on our property. So if we had just one standard letter, so that way we could, the food trucks will have to submit this anyway to get their permits and licenses before they are approved of it. So I just need to, if this is something we need to go through legal with, to do a letter saying the Canyon County approves of food truck vendors. And maybe it's just one standard letter and it'll apply to everybody that puts in for their license and permit through the city of Caldwell. And that's one of them on there. To me, it's pretty minimal. I know this kind of prolongs us a little bit, but we do have a way around at least to get a couple started right now without having to go through a bunch of hoops. We just have to have the food vendors be able to get their permits and licenses through the city before we can let them come up even on our property. Like I said, SUP, it's a couple month process, but really it should be pretty smooth and simple to go through. And they did say, we want to work with you. We will push this through, try to expedite this. And so again, they've been really on our side. They're like, we're excited for this. We might even have, they're like, we'll even come down to the food trucks here. So again, I think this is the process that we need to go to be able to do multiple food trucks all at one time. And then it complies with all their policies. So I don't think it really got out. I think the food vendors, what they were doing, they were going through their permitting and licenses. And this opened up, well, how many trucks are coming here? Because it was through the IFTA starting this process. Well, if we're going to have 4 to 6, they're like, well, okay, this is considered like a food truck park. So I'm just going to run it as a food truck park. So down the road, pending, it hasn't been finalized. We're still waiting to see. We still might be able to vacate that area, that 11th Avenue. So they are supposed to reach back out to me. They're waiting for the City of Caldwell's legal team to respond to them about charging. So
charging.
Well, just for the property.
Yeah, Mr.
I don't want to get into a huge, so.
The conversations with the city is pretty positive right now with the staff level, and the conversations around that topic as well as the food trucks has been very positive. They're willing to work with us to get this thing done. The support letter is where I think the biggest question is, that come from legal or just the board administrative? And I'd like to say something to the fact that you would support the effort as long as it's vetted through the IFTA, because we have an agreement with them. And so we can kind of put it on them, as long as the food vendor is compliant with all city permits, city ordinance, and booking through IFTA.
Perhaps if we, chairman and board, is what I'm thinking is, what if we send them a copy of that agreement? Because that agreement requires anybody who's a food truck here be licensed and insured and licensed to provide food in Caldwell City. So they would be they'd have to be permitted through Caldwell City. I guess what we could do is get a schedule and make sure we send that to them, showing that these are the groups that have been, permitted, that we're not using any outside. But that was part of the agreement, I think, with IFTA itself, right, Zach, was that they had to be licensed, insured, and everything through Caldwell City, including Southwest District Health. So it's not anybody who wants to can pull up there and start serving food. So that might take place of the letter showing that
I still think we'll have to have some kind of that the county agrees to this. I mean, I know there's a contract, but
Mr. Allen, what I'm thinking is if we could just do a cover letter maybe from the board and the letterhead saying you support the food trucks and then attach the agreement.
Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. We have a cover letter with the agreement saying we've done what we can, we're this organization, to make sure they're in compliance.
Yeah.
Would that work?
Okay. Let's have it reviewed by legal. Since we're in a contract with that organization, we need to be sure that we don't step outside of that.
Again, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, I'm trying to figure out the best way and just to make this happen. I know it's going to take us a little time, but they're trying to play nice with us. I want to play nice too and just get it done. I just don't, right now, the PNZ has been really on our side and really helpful. So
nice. Thank you, Rick, Director Britton, and Chairman. This is a different than what we thought originally, where we would have to potentially go through Caldwell or something. I mean, I know they still have to get their permitting, but I appreciate you finding a workaround that involves our own planning and zoning.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Vabby, no, this is through City of Caldwell. So this is PNZ.
I see. Thanks for clarifying. Okay.
On this special use permit, it does require me to have a neighborhood meeting for a food truck park.
Okay.
The timelines, all I have, we're going to state from mid-morning through probably 2 p.m., for food trucks here. There won't be no dinners or nothing like that. But, I mean,
okay.
I feel that this is, I can push this through, get it going quicker than fighting this, over and over and over. I mean, at least we can get a couple on-site as soon as we can. Once we do that letter and they get their permits and licenses, and we'll just get this rolling forward.
Thank you. Appreciate the clarification. I'm in favor. And who, Chairman?
So Mr. All drafted up and get legal review.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I was just, that was my question, who was going to.
Let's consider.
I was going to, Chairman, if I can, I was going to suggest we meet with Mr. Aston, Sir Britton, and legal will set up a meeting to just get whatever he needs and what is ever prepared so we can get that sent out.
Let's be on the record that the commission is in consensus to proceed in that manner, and he'll report back to us as we find out about the CUP.
Okay.
I do believe there was one truck on Monday, and it was fairly busy.
Well,
the short period of time was here.
Yeah, Chair Commissioners, that was through Oakland, and that was a whole different situation. That was something supplied by Oakland, and that was for the topping ceremony. This was nothing to do with the IFTA.
Yeah. All right. Clear and concise deniability. I like that. Okay. Next.
The second item I have is there any word on the appraisals, on the agreement we had, and where they're at?
So I did have a conversation with the appraiser that's doing those on the group with the ones with Caldwell. It does sound like they're making progress and should have them to us pretty soon. He had a couple of additional questions, and I got him some documents yesterday afternoon. So I think they'll be circling around on that pretty quick.
Thank you. I know there's been a lot of moving pieces on that one.
A lot of moving pieces. Okay. What else?
That's all I have, but I do have a few items for executive session. I think legal does as well.
Okay.
Whatever session or section you want to go under?
DNF, I would think.
Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection D, records exempt, and F, to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. So motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves in recess to executive session. Thank you.